One, firearms were extracted last weekend in and around the Cape Flats, yesterday, Mitchells Plain. A couple of weeks ago, there were firearms intercepted in Johannesburg, I think, if memory serves me correct, that were destined for the Cape Flats. So clearly, our question now is, who is arming who? Secondly, is there a sinister force operating in and around the Western Cape, specifically the Cape Flats?
I think that's a great question to ask, primarily because, as you've mentioned, gun violence has become almost a normality on the Cape Flats, especially in Lentegeur. We get reports almost on a daily basis of people communicating to us how issues in the community of gun violence, and in terms of a matter of safety, how people report to us that they are fearful of sending their child literally around the corner to the store to get bread because they are feared, they fear that their child won't return. And I start to wonder that this has been an issue not only in 2025, 2024, 2023. This has been an issue within the Cape Flats for over, let's say, two decades, if not longer.
That's correct. Hence, we've been saying that there needs to be a special probe set up to deal with this gun violence. Secondly, we also need to determine from those firearms good work. Again, good work. Mm. You know, we give credit to Stu, and we give criticism where criticism is due. We need to acknowledge that the current anti-gang strategy is not working. You know, whilst the firearms, whilst the authorities were recovering the firearms, shots were raving out in another area in Mitchells Plain. You know, so clearly for us it says there are one, possibly more firearms in circulation. So the probe is important. We also have been asking that the SANDF to be deployed. Yesterday again, from what I could hear what the provincial commissioner was saying, that they had a lockdown. We've been calling for lockdowns since Jan van Riebeeck came. Sorry to put it arrogantly like that. Since Jan van Riebeeck came to Cape Town. You know that's a hotspot area. Have a lockdown to stop insurgents in that particular area. Whether it means goes house to house. Mm. Yes, we understand that people would say, you know, I've got a constitutional right and constitutional. The constitution guarantees me the right to live. So do a lockdown.
Yes, and you've mentioned there the commissioner, and the one thing the commissioner also said I saw was that this is a bus that is part of an orchestrated plan to combat gang violence. When I heard that, I was taken a little bit aback, given of course the reality of how these South African police services operate within the Western Cape. We see numerous instances, like you even mentioned there now, while they were doing a bus, there was a shooting in another area. Clearly, we have a personnel problem, a resourcing problem with the South African Police Service. So I don't know what to make of this statement that this is an orchestrated plan to combat gang violence.
I think I want to quickly reflect one thing. The 31st or the 30th of August last year, there was an MOU signed between the three spheres of government. Yet, if you look at the stats just from last week, Monday up until today, and let's just zoom into Mitchells Plain, almost 10 to 13 murders. So clearly, the anti-gang strategy is not working. Hence, you would hear and you could see that we've been starting to call, we are joining, let me rephrase, we are joining other formations whereby we're calling for the resignation of the provincial commissioner. Wow. If you look, based on the current stats for the last quarter, the last quarter stats were it's writing on the wall. Mm. The fact that the matter of gun violence went to Trump raised the issue. So clearly it needed to raise alarm bells. Clearly the president needed to pick up and pull the resources. Yes, we do acknowledge we've got Sanele 1, Operation 2, whatever the names are. But clearly shooting and gun violence is still prevalent in and around the Cape Flats. Mm.
I'm quite interested to hear in regards to your argument of the sacking or the argument to sack the provincial commissioner. More so in relation to, I'm trying to understand your relationship or your organization's relationship with the police commissioner. Primarily because while the Cape Flats Safety Forum is not a CPF, I know very well that your organization has contacts into CPF and does communicate with them. And I'm trying to understand what has the response been from SAPS to the calls, not only from you, but also the CPFs that are supposed to work with him.
I think and I want to reflect quickly. On Saturday's meeting, we had a meeting on Saturday, and what we've picked up is that it's not even just the Cape Flats Safety Forum that's starting to call in, and here I'm saying we are starting to support other organizations, other formations. Maybe they haven't come so publicly clear out to say, let's push for the provincial commissioner to resign. Because clearly, you know, the fact of the matter is that crime is out of control. Yes, again, We give credit where credit is due. Good work yesterday. But however, even up until this morning, in certain areas, in certain parts of the Cape Flats, gunshots were still arriving.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand what the way forward here is. In some sense, the Republic is looking more towards the effect or the influence of criminal elements on the South African police services and members of public institutions. Now, we have now one argument that I always hear from the community, from members of the community rather, is that they don't trust the police because they believe the police is working with the criminals in some way. It's not all of them, but there's some of them, and that some is more than enough to scare a lot of people. I'm trying to understand then the way forward in this reality, because in my head, how does the police move forward to tackle gang violence when the very people they protect do not view them in a positive light?
I can simply answer you on that one. The Cape Flats Safety Forum is an organization. We were also vocal about the Judge Tulari findings 2022-2023, one of those 2 years, where the judge have found that that senior management in particular, and I'm not referring to the senior management, but the sentence says that senior management were colluding with gangs. You know, that in itself says a couple of things. Then you get the Lieutenant General Makonazi coming up and also starting to say we've got a problem within the institution. So clearly from our side, who do we begin to trust? Yes, what we normally say to the communities when we go out there, you don't have to trust the police to give you information. Go to the imam, go to the clergy. You know, so those are also avenues that you can go and build your trust. But for now, in terms of the input yesterday, good results, but however, we need to sustain that. We need to sustain the program. And what we've seen, that whilst there's a lockdown in deep in the south, shots were raving in other areas in and around the Cape Flats. And we also need to start acknowledging that we are in a city, in a mother city with two tails.
Yeah.
And one don't want to go there in terms of resources and in terms of deployment.